Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, this is what is on the menu today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us, serving up massive doses of hardcore truth and information warfare. Thank you for joining us. My good friend Kevin Booth, who of course was Bill Hicks' producer and a documentary filmmaker in his own right, airing on Showtime and places like that, American Drug War is just one of his films. He will be joining us. He also worked, of course, on Martial Law, one of my films, and American Dictators. He will be joining us coming up in T-minus 2 hours to talk about a host of issues with the war on drugs. It is the war on the American people. A lot of big new developments there, and also initiatives across the country to try to decriminalize, and how that's wildly popular in every poll. But the drug dealers don't want to decriminalize, i.e. the police, the military, the government. They are the narcotics traffickers, and they want to be able to throw your children in their private prisons. And so business is very good for them. They've destroyed America. And so we'll be talking about that coming up later. How do we reverse the total destruction of this country with Kevin Booth? We're also going to have wide open phones, and you know I got a lot of news I want to cover, and I can easily, very easily, go for 2-3 hours without taking a breath and never going to your calls. But on any issue, any item, the election, the police state, the economy, the bailout, whatever it is you want to discuss, absolutely wide open phones today. I would add the caveat that if you disagree with me, you go to the head of the line. That's like a royal flush, if you tell us that. And if you're a first-time caller, that's like a full house. You know, that's not as good as disagreeing, but we'll put you to the head of the line if you volunteer that. Or you can call in, like we had a caller yesterday and said he was Billy Bob from Timbuktu. You know, we don't, I mean, it'd be nice to know your first name and where you're calling from. That's always interesting to see where listeners are tuning in from, but you can call in from England and say you're in Japan. You can call in from the South Pole and say that you're on Pluto. Or from Burble Snap. For me, it doesn't really matter. I don't think the listeners really care too much either. So 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We are only 4.5 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That's 4 days, but then we've got Tuesday to find out. We're going to have all these Senate races and House races and gubernatorial races and legislative races at the state level and city and county and school district. But most of that will be ignored. It's all about Barack H. Obama and John McCain, the maverick and the hope change man, and oh, who's going to win? It's neck and neck with Obama just a nose ahead right now. Oh, my goodness. All heaping on the illusion, heaping on the false conception that these guys actually run diddly squat. Pass their own personal bank accounts and their criminal operations, they run nothing. They are puppets. They are managed, kept men. 1-800-259-9231. In other news, U.S. government anticipates Bin Laden election tape. Yes, right on time. U.S. Federal Reserve opens $30 billion credit line for Brazil. Gold coins in short supply command 50% premiums above what they claim spot gold is. They made a killing, the use of knowledge of covert operations in the stock market. Group seeks credit card debt forgiveness. Lies on audio tape, New York Times, with Morgan Chase execs bragging that it's really a banking takeover. Cindy Sheehan's office attack. Stay with us. We'll be right back with all of it.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit SurvivalProperty.com. That's SurvivalProperty.com.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they are secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine, and I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There's a lot of gloom and doom going on, a lot of serious things that face society, but humanity's always faced with serious issues. But we have a lot of fun behind the scenes. I've been doing Cobra Commander imitations and Jesse Ventura imitations during the breaks, and John is asking me in IM right now to do those on air. I don't know, John, what do I get, you know, for acting the fool? I do enjoy screwing around. I have to get in the Jesse Ventura mindset. I have to flash back to him screaming at my camera guys in a fun way, in huge arguments in the car with my spoiled colleagues who I could hardly conduct interviews driving in the car with them because they were enjoying the arguments so much, off-topic issues. But let me think of one. Hold on.
You know, Alex, Navy SEALs, we don't get angry. We just get even. And we take our time. You gotta sleep sometime.
I'll do one later. All right, you want to hear Cobra Commander, John? You know, I should wait until I bring up the police state and how our police wear Cobra Commander uniforms. That was part of predictive programming through TV. They even drive the same black APCs, or what are they called? Hiss mobiles. Yes, I watch the show too. I didn't watch the later series, but I was like 9, 10 it first came on TV. And you've got the international terrorist, and you've got the international arms dealer, Destro, and that's basically a Donald Rumsfeld in the Carlyle Group. But you want me to do the Cobra Commander, the Cobra Scream? You really want it? Okay. Actually, come on air, John, and beg, and I'll do it.
Please, Jones, do it.
I really did it last week and here before the show, and people were in the other office, and they were like, is that a chainsaw in there? Everybody came running in here, but I don't want to hurt my voice actually doing this is like morning radio now. I've got to stop it. I've got to control myself and get into the news here because it's all extremely serious. And there may come a time we're not even on air if things continue down the road like they are right now. And I'll wish to God I hadn't screwed around. But you know what? We got to have a little fun, don't we? All right, let me do a Cobra. See, now once I'm on the spot, it's hard to do a proper Cobra Commander. You know what? I'm going to keep everybody on the edge of their seats. Later, when it feels spontaneous, I'll do the Cobra! That's not as good as the one I did earlier. Let me try another one here. Cobra! That's not as good as the earlier one, was it? It's pretty good. People are probably going, what on earth? Cobra! There you go. But he has more of like at the start. He goes, Cobra! There you go. Which one was better, John? You like that? All right. Now I can go join the SWAT team and dress like Cobra Commander, huh? Maybe I can go work for Rumsfeld and the Carlyle Group and ship narcotics into the country and then bust kids using it, huh? How's that sound for Cobra, John? Oh, God. I don't even, you know, folks, I don't even cover the surface of how bad things are because I can't stand getting into it. I mean, it's the truth. It's kind of like I'm in front of this giant buffet of New World Order corruption and people say, oh, Alex exaggerates. Alex, you know, he makes it look worse than it is. You have no idea. Whereas I can't get enough of studying it and learning more. It is hard to come on here and describe just how bad things are and just how out of control things are. And nobody wants to deny all of this and forget all of this more than I do. But I can't do that because I have a family and I love this country and I love the people of the planet. And denying it has gotten us into the situation we're in. So I can't sit here and mince words or soft pedal what's going on. We have very, very evil people in control of society. And it is the denial of that has gotten us to the point we're at. But now there's not even that denial going on. By the way, up on Infowars.com, yeah, people are finally starting to wake up. Have you seen the new teaser trailer for this summer's Angels and Demons, part two of the Da Vinci Code movie with Tom Hanks? John sent that to me this morning, and it starts zooming in over Vatican City and zooms in on a big statue of the devil perched atop one of the buildings. And it talks about the Illuminati having their revenge, and in big, bold text on the screen is the word Illuminati, and then Tom Hanks says it's the Illuminati. And all over TV now, popular culture, sitcoms, dramas, shows like Heroes, I've seen a clip of that. It's Illuminati, New World Order, they're taking over, they're doing it. And all these world leaders are suddenly saying, New World Order, 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 world banking system run for and by the banks. I mean, it's just... it's everywhere. They're just coming out with it, flaunting it, and saying, yeah, we're taking the trillions of dollars and giving it to ourselves in bonuses, and we're not going to help anybody in the economy, and what are you going to do about it? And yeah, we got the army standing by to go after you, and they're dressed in Cobra Commander outfits. What are you going to do about it? And yeah, we torture people. And yeah, CIA ships the drugs in. And yeah, you know, even the Dallas Morning News comes out and says, yeah, it looks like the government killed Kennedy 2 weeks ago. I mean, just out of control. Everything is just insane. And I know it takes a lot for some of you out there just not to just crack up or pull out or leave the country. Talking to Ventura privately yesterday off air, he's like, I can't wait to get out of here. Alex, that's just too much. I'm pulling this stuff up as you're telling me about it, and I didn't even know how bad it was. God, I need to get out of here. But you can't get out of here. So, you know what, John? Cue up that CNBC clip, too, with the analyst talking about Illuminati. Let's play the CNBC one first. That's, we posted last Friday up on InfoWars. I didn't get around to posting it posted it last Friday. Didn't get around to playing it on air till yesterday. But here that is again before I play the new Da Vinci Code clip. Here it is.
This, at least you're getting back to the point where you can start to look at fundamentals, and that's good news. What happened?
I think you're in a liquidation phase. I think Kirsten had it exactly right. I think there's a bunch of wrong-footed moves by Hank Paulson and the Illuminati of the country, if you will.
All right, now here is the, again, it's up on InfoWars.com. It's a lot better, you know, with the video, more powerful. But here is the new Tom Hanks movie coming out, I guess, in about 6 months in May. There's a lot of disinformation, obviously, in it. I've scanned over the synopsis of the book. You know, basically, the Catholic Church is fighting the Illuminati. And the Illuminati is the secret world group of criminals trying to bring them down. But still, it's the throwing it in your face that that's who is rising right now. Here it is.
Hundreds of thousands are gathered in St. Peter's Square for conclave.
It is on this night in Vatican City that an ancient ritual is taking place.
The new pope is yet to be selected as we see the black smoke coming from the chimney of the Sistine Chapel.
The entire world is watching and waiting. Which is why this is the perfect moment for our revenge. It's Illuminati.
Tom Hanks,
it's Illuminati.
Which is why it's the perfect time for our revenge. Cobra!
There you go. Got it right that time. I mean, these scumbags are just right out in the open in front of everybody. And it's just laughable to me that still about 30% of the public is in complete denial. There's no North American Union. There's no New World Order. There's no Trans-Texas highways. There's no NAFTA superhighways. There's no government corruption. And all over Europe, all over England, all over Japan, all over the United States, all over Canada, all over Mexico, there's high-tech, Pentagon-designed face scanning, retina scanning, license plate scanning, cameras going in, passive MRIs, passive brain scanners, militarizing police, and then the cops run up to everybody, whether it's in New Jersey or Texas or London, England, and they say, turn your cameras off. You're not allowed to. They even come up to families out photographing their children at parks and say, turn that camera off and just let you know you ain't got no rights, you dirty scum. I was watching a video on NetRespect's channel today, just of all these cops coming, people in their backyards will be videotaping in England. The cops go, turn that camera off right now. You're not allowed to do that. I mean, just open, corrupt, dirtbag, criminal, scumbag, degenerate, viperous, vermin, corrupt, just hypocritical, degenerate government working for private banks as they loot the whole world, as they bleed us out like a hog hung up by its hind legs, having its throat slit as the bureaucrats just slather over the blood as it pours hotly into their greedy, filthy, stinking, scrofulous mouths. Your phone call straight ahead. Tons of vital news, huge transmission today.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The economy is collapsing all around us. Banks are closing. The Federal Reserve continues to pump billions of dollars into the system to try to stop the bleeding. No, who is to blame? The Federal Reserve System. On November 22nd, the end begins. Every Federal Reserve bank, every Federal Reserve office, 38 cities, one purpose, end the Fed. Visit endthefed.us and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now at RestoreTheRepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the Federal Reserve System. November 22nd, the end begins.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Taking your phone calls now, and then I'm going to get into all the news. You know, I told you that I was out in Hollywood, I guess about 3 years ago now when I first learned of it. I'd seen some blurbs. You haven't seen much from the guy that made Titanic, the guy that made the first Terminator movie. And that's because he's been spending over $1 billion of his own money trying to come up with a standard of new movie theaters that are hologram theaters. And I talked to folks that had been internally inside some of the quasi-secret operations of that. So there's a big race by the Japanese,
in the U.S., different groups funding it, even the Arabs are funding a lot of it as well, because it's so speculative. For holograms, you know, your television will be a projector that projects a hologram in your house. That's the future. Well, that's on CNN today, that Wolf Blitzer will be talking to holograms of reporters out on the campaign trail. And so they're really getting us ready for that. That should be interesting. All right, that's coming up later. Jeff in Texas disagrees, so he goes to the head of the line past Kazakh from Jamaica, who's up next, and Walt, Gravel, Ryan, James, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Jeff.
Alex, I appreciate all you do. I want to caveat my comment with that and tell you I've been listening to you for 8 years and have distributed a bunch of your DVDs.
Great,
but I'm
thank
appalled
you.
By your behavior yesterday with that 81-year-old woman. I got a couple statements and a couple questions for you. Do you in any way appreciate how much courage it takes for an 81-year-old woman to break out of the Matrix?
Well, I didn't know I was mean to her.
Well, you were short, you were curt, she was asking for help. Who knows how long she held, but she was asking for help, and you told her to buy a computer. I know 50-year-old people can't get into computers, much less than 81.
I know, I'm bad.
Alex, I'm serious. You got to have a human side to you. How would you like it if somebody did that to Grandma Emmerich?
I was not mean to the lady. And a lot of what goes on here behind the scenes is I had them bringing papers into me. I had them reminding me that we have a number people can call that I paid for that's physical landlines. It's not some internet conference call thing, which is also a great idea. We're getting ready for them to possibly shut the web down. And so I'm spending $2,000 a month to offer this 188 lines or whatever it is.
She is not going to be able to access that with her age. I mean, she's
not going to be able to dial a phone number?
She's probably got charging long distance. But the fact is you could have put her on hold and had one of your people on your staff help her. She was asking
Well, hold on. Let me just
help.
Stop you. Let me just stop you. The staff is John Harmon up in Minnesota, who does the job of answering the phones, running the show. For our size, we should have about three people in there. My Sunday show does have three people in there. That's how it's normally done. Now, for the last hour of the show, when we go live on video, there is somebody out here, but that's a separate phone system. So, I mean, we could go back and replay the call. I explained to her that we've dealt with this shortwave issue over and over and over again. And, I mean, I told her I was sorry.
Shouldn't have gotten to that point. I guarantee you Jesse or Willie wouldn't have talked to her like that. And you wouldn't like it if somebody talked to Grandma Emmerich that way.
Jeff, I wasn't mean to her. I think you're really...
I've brought many, many people to your radio show, and reoccurringly I get... They're put off by your bombasticness, and I always say, well, I'm sure Paul Revere had B.O. and maybe bad breath, but it doesn't undermine the message.
Man, listen, I really think that you're conflating this or expanding in a mountain out of a molehill. I was frustrated by the fact that we know the shortwave's really been jammed or having problems or whatever it is, and so we get calls 5 or 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 a day, emails about it. There's YouTube videos where people show that as soon as my show comes on, it'll be clear before. The minute my show comes on, it goes, it'll be like, this is Billy Bob. And then all of a sudden, you know, the ad ends, and then my show comes on, and it goes. So, you know, we pay to be on that shortwave, and it doesn't pay for itself. So, again, I'm just one guy. People all day email me and call me and say, you need to do this, you need to do that. We're flying by the seat of our pants here, man.
Deflecting my comment. Focus on what I'm telling you. She's 81 years old.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
It's amazing that she's even in the fight.
Well, I told her I was sorry that shortwave was so bad.
No, you're missing the point. You were gruff with her like you do people that frustrate you. That
I was not gruff with her. We can go back and play the call.
I've listened to it. Yeah, you were. Or I wouldn't waste my time on the line calling you.
Would you rather me just quit? Would that be good if I just quit?
No, Alex, you're doing a great job. I opened up with that comment. I've listened to you for 8 years. I'm doing everything I can do. You're out ahead of everybody. I acknowledge that, but you missed it yesterday.
I miss it every day. In fact,
you don't need to do it with a little old woman that's amazing.
Sometimes at 3 a.m., you know, I miss the toilet, too. I mean, I put the pants on one leg at a time here.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs. Got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny.
That is the one, the only, Jimmy Vaughn.
I got the blues about
tyranny. Google Jimmy Vaughn.
Got the
no shackles, and you can see the live performances of it, a lot more on YouTube and all over the place. Actually, his performance of that at the Texas Independence Rally last year in March is in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement's extras. Speaking of having to cut people off, if I'm going to go to all your calls, I need to cut this song off, though I'd love to play that and Jimmy Vaughn music all day here on air. The same thing for that nice lady, 81, awake to the New World Order. I don't think she probably broke her conditioning. I think she's been awake for a long time. There's a lot of folks, 81, 85, 87, 88. How old's Hutton Gibson now? In fact, old-timers tended to know about this. But just a very strange call. I don't want to digress in this. I have a lot of calls to get to and a lot of news to cover. But John Harmon, you know, who runs things up in Minnesota, he was popping in my ear during the break going, what's that guy talking about? You had that lady on for like 4 or 5 minutes. And then we had to get, you know, to the next person or we never get to your calls. John, you wanted to comment on that?
Yeah, I was just going to say, that was at least 3 minutes with that lady, and you were patient with her. She, you know, you explained to her that shortwave is unreliable. So, and you, you know, nicely said you should get a computer because that is totally reliable, and you always get the feed no matter what. So, yeah, you spent plenty of time.
And then I said to the listener, that's why we need AM and FMs and pretty much everywhere, or we could do micro FM. Or I said, here's a number for you to call, or you can listen to the show.
Exactly.
And then I even tried to give her a tip, knowing that we found out my grandmother was still on some 20-year-old phone plan, because, you know, they don't know, where you're, you know, she was still paying like, 30 cents or something a minute, when you can go out and basically get unlimited, or, you know, 2 cents a minute, or Vonage, which is a regular phone, they just come put it in. So I was giving her good advice.
Yeah, I didn't.
I guess I should have just said, and this is what other show hosts do about shortwave. They go, yeah, we're all being jammed, and I'll get right on that. And I guess just tell them what they want to hear. The problem is I don't do that.
Yeah, there's a million ways to listen to the show, and you were patient with her. I didn't think that came off at all, that you were being rude. So,
well, I'm evil, basically. I have to come to grips with that. Look, man, a lot of days I get in here, and I'm upset about what's going on. I'm upset about all the news. I'm upset about what's happening. Man, I sit around the dinner table with my wife, freaked out. I sit around the dinner table with friends, freaked out. I mean, this is not a game or a joke. I try to have some fun. I'm actually a funny, nice, friendly guy, except when I get in war mode. And I don't know why I'm held to such a high standard, but nobody else is. I mean, I get emails every day viciously attacking, saying, you didn't interview me, or you didn't cover this event, or you didn't cover this story, or you didn't respond to my email. I mean, it's hard enough to read them. I want your emails. I'm reading them. We're reading them. A lot of times we print off stacks of things I want to respond to, then I just forget about it. I mean, I got radio station promos to cut for stations. I'm not whining either. I'm just, folks, people think this is like some big glistening building with, you know, antennae and gun turrets on it, and there's thousands of people in suits with shaved heads typing at computers, and we're all, that's you, folks. You're the info war. You're the power, not me. I'm lucky if I can get a cup of coffee around here. But I don't want to digress into this, but it's become such a big issue because people personalize me, and then they want to reach out and talk, or they want to reach out and be able to. All the time, people come eat lunch with me while I'm on the air during lunch. Well, come have dinner with me. You know, people come knock on the door. Hey, cover these documents. And then a month later, I haven't covered them, and they come back and they say, you are going to be sued for serving the New World Order. I am indicting you for working for George Bush. And then the lawsuits. I've been sued repeatedly. Insane, crazy lawsuits. We got to go answer them. Then the person sues a bunch of other judges and people, and then they get arrested, and they go, I know you did that. I know you ran it. I'm suing again, or I'm going to blow your head off, boy. Meanwhile, I'm getting griped at for not picking my underwear up or putting the toothpaste lid on. I don't blame my wife. I'm you know, I walk around with a stream of destruction at the house, you know, and in soup bowls out, you know, when I'm up till 2 a.m. doing some interviewing. And the chihuahua, you know, I don't put the chihuahua in its little bed area so it sneaks off and drops poodle bombs, and then it's my fault. I mean, I'm a regular guy, folks. Regular guy, not Superman. I want to make it clear. And I do not want to talk about myself anymore, but I have to because everything I say is being analyzed. Everything I do is being looked at. Hey, the bankers are imploding the economy. They're sucking everything dry right now. They are poisoning the water and the food by design to brain damages. That's hardcore. And so, seriously, folks. All right, Kazakh from Jamaica. Sorry to keep you holding. Go ahead, Kazakh.
Yeah, this is Kazakh.
From Jamaica. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Kazakh. How you doing?
Good.
All right, Alex, I should have told him from the get-go, like the other guy, that I disagree with you. I went to head online. But anyway, this is my issue. All right?
Go ahead.
You keep talking about saving America. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you a question. What country or who is Babylon the Great, and who are the Edomites?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different views on that. Every group in the world, right, basically, from Malaysia to Jamaica to the Ashkenazi to the British to Russian groups, believe they are the Lion of Judah. You know, they are God's people, and that then other people are counterfeits. I don't get into it. I think everybody's good, black, white, old, young, you know.
Yeah, the Bible doesn't say that, though. You say you're a man of the Lord and you study, and you're into the Bible and you believe the Bible is true. So, but the Bible doesn't say that. The Bible doesn't say everybody is
good. Well, let me ask you a question. Am I? Let me finish. I'm a Heinz 57, you know, of Germanic bloodlines, mainly out of England, Germany, and France. And then also some Native American. And so what am I? I mean, am I a devil?
Hold on. You said Native American. Is that on your mother's side of family or your father's side of family?
My father's. And so you're going through Ethiopian Judaism and telling me that it's not my mother. Hold on, it's not my mother? I mean, so but tell me, I've got devil seed in me.
Say again?
I mean, tell me, is a white person of the seed of Satan, from your view?
All Edomites are the seed of Satan. White people are the devil, yes. That's what I'm saying.
Look, I know your religion.
Right?
I understand your religion.
Say again?
That's why I... Marcus Garvey and all that stuff. So I'm the devil. Okay, I understand. Just like the last caller, I'm bad.
You are the devil, all right? The fact that you have Indian on your father's side of the family means, and it explains why you're so passionate about this. And what you were trying to, you see, I was like you. I'm trying to convince wicked-ass people, excuse my French, all right, that what's going on in the world. I used to give them your DVDs and all this. And I used to catch hell for it, okay? You're not going to wake up the wicked. You have to understand who is who, and you have to go back to the Bible. That's why America is Babylon. You don't think America is Babylon the Great?
Any nation
so
that...
If it's not America,
well,
who
can
is
I
it?
Answer your question? You keep asking... You ask questions. Do you want the answer?
Go ahead, sir.
Any nation, whether it was the original Babylon, the Tigris, Euphrates, 55 miles south of where Baghdad is today, or whether it was ancient Rome, or whether it was Greece, or whether it was African kingdoms, or whether it was Asian kingdoms, powerful empires always become corrupt. It's the nature of entropy in society. It's the nature of elites becoming decadent. It is the nature of man. And it was the transatlantic slave trade that misinterpreted the Bible, that said that blacks were Edomites, and so they were basically sinners, and so they deserve to be slaves. Now other groups then can then take that and say, well, no, actually, you, the white devil, are the Edomite. And then it just goes on and on, and so much bad has been done in the name of that. So I have the white supremacists hating me. I have the Christian identity people hating me. I have the black Israelites disliking me. I have every group, because I don't believe you're inherently evil, because you're black or you're white or you're Chinese. I don't. And I'm sorry, I never am. So I don't understand.
Let me defend my position, okay? Because you say you're into the
Bible. But I knew your position. You notice I knew your position beforehand. Because I am studied, sir. I just don't get into all
that. I'm sure you do. I'm sure I've sent you emails, and I'm sure you're a very well-read person, so you would know about the black Hebrew Israelites. But what I'm trying to show you is that you swear by the Bible, and then you keep saying that people are inherently wicked. The Bible tells you that a group of people are inherently wicked. It tells you that a third of men are the children of the devil. And it tells you that Edomites, he hates them. He hates them. The Bible says that. Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. So what are you telling me? You're not going by the Bible. You're going by your own thoughts.
And then there's, well, that's your interpretation of it. And then there's the whole debate.
Isn't that what it said? What do you mean by interpretation?
Well, number one, I get up here and I talk about people coming together against corruption, people getting back to
the
rule of law. And let me explain something. The United States has never been perfect, but it's because we had the power and the wealth, because we had more liberty on average than other nations. that such wealth was created, so the New World Order took over this country and has used it as an engine of the New World Order. And you need to judge a tree by its fruits. I mean, look, there is evil all across the world in every group.
Their fruits, right?
Pardon me?
You know the wicked by their fruits, right?
Absolutely, you know, and you can look at the fruits all over the world, man.
The Indians, killing the Indians.
Absolutely, absolutely.
The whole world.
Absolutely. Well, let me. Hold on. You just made another statement. Did you just say the Native Americans were easy to conquer because they would literally come and say, hire us to go kill these guys and then share some of their land with us? They were just like the white men. They just weren't as well organized. They were tribal, and so they wanted to settle old scores with the next tribe. And so through divide and conquer, the British model, they dominated the North American continent.
They were not just like the white men, all right?
People, oh, really?
Just like the Bible says, people take part in the fornication of the devil. You know what I mean? The exact scripture is not in my head right now, but basically what it says, we all took part in the wine of the fornication of Babylon the Great. So it's just like the Indians were seduced, everyone else was seduced. Everyone, even right now in Jamaica, man, a couple of years ago, they would kill a gay guy if he was openly gay. Okay? But now it's all acceptable. When Leviticus tells you they should be stoned to death, come on, man. America is Babylon the Great. It's the
Jesus didn't stone Mary Magdalene.
Yeah, he didn't stone Mary Magdalene, but you know what he said? Matthew 10, verse 34, he said, "Seeing not that I come to bring peace, I come to bring a sword." He's coming to bring war and division, okay? He's not here for peace. He's not coming to bring peace.
Right.
You're not going to make peace with the devil, man, and wicked people. Isn't that what the Bible says?
Well, I'm just telling you that there, you have to read the whole of it, and there's a lot of nuances, and
man,
you can interpret it however you want.
Man.
Well, I guess that's
okay.
that's the New World Order wants. Well, how do you know you're right about being the chosen people?
How do I know? Because the prophecies in the Bible tells you in Deuteronomy. It tells you exactly. Matter of fact, thank you for saying that. How do I know I'm the chosen people? These people in Israel, these gutter rats, calling themselves Jews, when the Bible says we won't be there until the Lord's Son comes back and bring us there.
Sure. Listen, okay? Sir. I gotta be fair to the other callers. I've given you about 10 minutes, and this is what I'm talking about. I put people at the head of the line that disagree, so you can hear it, and because it's interesting and informative. But I mean, it's pointless. It, this whole argument, this whole debate. I am going to continue to expose evil. I'm going to continue to expose corruption. And because King Solomon took a wife from Ethiopia, you know, then we get this whole extrapolation out that, and I've had plenty of black people come by me when I'm at restaurants or whatever. I grew up in Dallas, and, you know, but I don't judge then all black folks because I was called a honky, or more than 15 times I had groups of blacks attack me in Dallas. And you know what? That made me stronger. Okay, that which does not kill you only makes you stronger. And I don't hate black people because I've been called cracker and honky and been hit upside the head by a brick. And I fight so that the New World Order doesn't carry out its eugenics against black folks. Okay? And this is a very wicked ideology. The New World Order has that ideology that, you know, they're the Merovingian line, you know, the secret line and all of this. And this is what makes the world go round. And you got every group saying they are the chosen people. And you had Jesus who said, you know, they are the synagogue of Satan. There are those that call themselves Jews or not Jews. He was talking about the Pharisees, the Sadducees, who had overturned the Levitical law from Mount Sinai and Moses, and who had forsaken the Torah because they'd been in captivity in Babylon, and they had come back with the Babylon mystery teachings and were teaching that as Judaism. Now, were the 12 tribes diverse? Did the 12 tribes go in different parts of the world? I mean, are there Hebrew standing stones in England and in Canada and in Minnesota? Did the Vikings not have that in some of their language? Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's what Russian means, is Rus or Red or the Norse, the Northmen. I mean, you talk about evidence. And so you have this diversity of people in the Mediterranean area in trade through the fjords, the rivers, across Europe into Central Asia. And they've dug up, you know, Viking settlements, Norse settlements in northern China, in western China, in Mongolia. So we are all interrelated, and I am not going to partake of the whole white supremacist ideology, and I'm not going to take part in the exploding black Israelite movement. Okay? Now, I will try to keep the HIV virus out of the shots, and I will try to defend little black children, little white children, little red children. Okay, we'll come back and take more calls. Stay with us.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Tribalism is very alluring. It's in our basic programming. But I have dreams of humanity living together in peace with shared goals and ambitions to people with stars. To discover the secrets, mysteries of the universe. To love each other and live in peace. Will we ever reach that goal? I don't know. But I know this. We better work for it, or we're going to destroy ourselves. so much denial. You know, it's all over mainstream European and Chinese press that the Rand Corporation was pushing the Pentagon to run sneak attacks against Russia or China. Quote, to restart the economy. We saw 2 months ago a sneak attack on a Russian enclave by NATO-backed forces via Georgia. So a lot of evidence backs this up. People ask me, what are you doing putting out Chinese propaganda? We're just reporting on what is big news in China. Again, nitpicking. Would you rather us not tell you this is being debated and discussed? We're just here to put out the information. You can judge it for yourself, look into it for yourself. We ask you to, and then decide what you want to do. All right, here's the deal. You know, I said I want to take a lot of calls today, and we are, and I've only taken two in the last hour because each call's, you know, on 4 or 5 minutes, and well, one call's on about 4 minutes, the other call was on about 10. I want to really try to get to everybody here. Walt in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, Walt.
Hello, Eric.
Eric,
by the way,
my name's Eric.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
I had that on my mind because that's why I called. My name is Walt Williams, by the way. That's my whole name. I'm not afraid to say it. And I'm calling you, and I'm hoping that you won't put me on hold and let me respond to what you say.
I know. You've called before.
Every time I
hold
call
on. Put him on hold again. I let you call. I know who you are. I think you're the guy that pushes the person that lies about me and says I work for the Vatican. And I will not sit here and make money for and promote somebody that lies about me with wanton abandon. Now, if you've got any issues you want to say about the Catholic Church or any exposés you want to do, go ahead. But if you want to come on my show and promote somebody that's a liar, it isn't going to happen, sir. Now, go ahead.
Smars attacked him on your show the other day.
Yeah,
without
he's attacked naming
him.
Without
he's attacked, naming him.
Look, I'm done. I'm done talking to you. Okay. Okay. It is not going to happen on my show. There are a few people out there who have told just incredible lies about me, and I'm not going to again. This whole show is turning into Alex Jones. Okay. Look, you bear false witness. You promote people that do. Don't expect this is a platform for you. Okay? Go tell your lies about me. Go right ahead. I know it upsets you when I expose the Vatican, because then it heaps coals on you, and you know you promote a charlatan. Ryan in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead. Gonna try to move quicker here. Go ahead, Ryan. He just dropped, okay? James in Oklahoma. Go ahead, James.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I've got a question for you. It's about organized militias.
Okay.
I know you've had a lot of calls to the contrary today. My question is how? I live in Oklahoma. I live in a very rural spot. I live about 20 miles from the nearest town. My question is, how do I inform people that I'm starting a militia?
It's a very complex issue. It's extremely nuanced. And
because, I mean, I've looked all over the net. There's nothing. I mean, there's a lot of people that have militias on the net, but nothing to promote them.
I tell you what, we're going to break, and I'm going to come back to you. And then we're going to, I'll spend a few minutes giving you the basic boil down of my view on militias. It's very, very, very important. It's part of our country. I support it. But it's also one of the most dangerous things you can be involved in. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.